2237.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr.
That's him. Over there.
That's me.
That's the Baldwin guy.
What are you doing?
He's the, what I'm doing? How you doing?
Forget about it.
Yeah, whatever. So, he's the lovable Baldwin.
I'm the cookiest Baldwin.
Yeah, you're the lovable Baldwin.
That's what it says on my Twitter.
You want to be all, yeah. You want to be the lovable Baldwin.
No, I am the lovable Baldwin.
Because if Alec was carrying that brand...
Can you imagine Alec as Barney Rubble? Please.
I'd chop Barney Rubble's head off. he probably tried to, didn't he? Tons of times growing up.
Hey, Fred.
Hey, baby brother.
Listen, Fred, I was wondering...
Come over here.
What's Betty doing tonight?
Now, Daniel and Billy are standing right here. One's going to hold your feet, and the other one's going to hold your arms.
Interesting.
And we're going to see if dropping you on your head...
All right, let's just stop.
So, by the way, is it true what I'm reading in the gossip sites?
What are you talking about?
That there might be another child of Alec coming along?
Here we go, baby.
It's all over the place.
Yeah, it's confirmed. Yeah.
So, he had a girl last time, right? The lovely Miss Ireland.
Yes.
Who is a lovely person, by the way.
She's
had a chance to spend
fabulous
some time
in every way.
And you got to take her to, where'd you guys go with Cross Food for Orphans?
Oh, yeah.
Dominican.
Yeah.
We went to the Dominican.
Yes, sir.
And held AIDS babies together. That was good. But the idea of a little Alec running around the universe bothers me to no end.
Oh, shush.
It does. Hey, we've got some folks that want to weigh in. Last hour, here's what we were talking about. We've got this this now you see it, now you don't effect going on in Los Angeles. The mayor comes out and goes,
look at me raise $1.1 million. Oh, hear me roar.
I'm an awesome mayor. And we want you to help us grab this guy that's terrorizing Southern California. And while they were saying that he was the one terrorizing Southern California, by the way, LAPD were shooting up pickup trucks with little old ladies in them because they thought it was his truck. Someone needs to seriously sit the like city fathers of Los Angeles down and go, guys, you've got what's called here a marketing problem.
Big time.
And we need to help you with that. But anyway, so then this little old lady and her husband, they get tied up. And I saw them talking to the news media the other night. They were scared out of their wits. And he kept talking to them, I'm not going to do anything to you, blah, blah, blah. Then he takes them upstairs and puts pillowcases over their heads. Well, who puts pillowcases over your heads if you're not going to do anything to them?
Yeah.
Like, all I can see there is every terrorist movie that you've ever watched runs through your brain at that point. Why is he putting pillowcases over? Oh, it's to absorb the bullet and the blood.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then he just puts the pillowcases on their heads, and then he leaves. So she gets loose, gets her cell phone, calls 911, says he's in our car, here's what it looks like. Here's the license plate. It's going in this direction, blah, blah, blah. They capture him within 24 hours. It was like the last little piece of the puzzle that they needed.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, he killed another deputy in the pursuit of all of it.
And before this 911 call, they weren't even on a scent, a trail. They had no idea where he was.
I remember many times this last week reading the headline, Trail Goes Cold.
Right.
They were talking about maybe using a drone to do surveillance over all of Southern California to try to find him.
Come on, they're doing that anyway.
Well, probably so. But supposedly those drones aren't armed with anything, so supposedly. Anyway, 888-340-3373. What we've asked is, do you believe that there is a any legitimate case here for the mayor to say, yeah, we're not going to pay the reward? And if they choose not to, does it have any downside to future law enforcement efforts? I'm just curious your thoughts. 888-340-3373. Let's go to line one. Scott is listening in Lexington, Kentucky tonight. Scott, welcome. You're on with Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough. Glad you're here.
Hi. What's your website before first?
BaldwinMcCullough.com.
Okay. You know, there's a very similar situation I was in to what Dorner was in, dealing with the court system, and they did those things to my mind, but I'm not a murderer. And so I called the L.A. police. I think I should get 10% of the reward because I called the L.A. police, and I told them, you know, I said, look, you should reopen this trial and announce it. And they, the next day they announced that they're reopening the trial, you know.
Well, the investigation, not the trial, yes.
The investigation.
Right.
And then I told them, I said, you know what, I called them back and I said, you should, I called the tip line and I said, well, what you should do is find some of his people that knew him beforehand and could testify that he was a good guy before this all happened. And the next day they had his friends on. But I guess it was just coincidence. But it's a close call. That little old lady, they sure sent him in the right direction. It seems like they would get something.
Yeah, and they're talking about, you know, not giving the whole amount. I mean, I don't think the couple even were, like, saying, well, we want the whole thing. But for them to all of a sudden go, well, I don't think we're going to give any of this to anybody. Well, wait a second.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they spent a night of absolute panic with the guy.
You know how the law is, though. They have a fact. The way I understood it, when I heard him announce the reward, when that's what they asked me when I called the LA tip line, you know what they asked me? They asked me, do you know the location of Christopher Dorner? And I said, no, I just called because I was involved in a similar case that Christopher Dorner, where they did those things to me that he did, but I didn't murder anybody. I'm not a murderer. And I wanted to help, you know, give you insight into what's going on in his mind because it's stuff like that.
Right.
So, you know, the thing was that they did, the little old lady, if they could have said, he's right here in our living room right now, come and get him. But instead they said, no, he's out the door. He's already got away. He's down the street. That's not like an exact location.
So yeah, but they gave him the make of the car and the license plate. I mean, that's pretty. And once one of those cameras picks up a license, I mean, you can track people now pretty seamlessly.
Mm-hmm.
But this, what I heard here on the radio here was that made it sound like if you know where he's sitting, then he can't be mobile. He's got to be in a fixed location. If you can see him right now.
So, Scott, bottom line, you're saying they don't deserve the reward.
Well, I don't know. I think they were good. The information they got him caught, it sounds like, according to the news, they wanted to know what house that he was in up there on the hill is what the reward when they, I heard it here.
Right. So if you were the mayor of L.A., would you pay the reward anyway?
Well, see, I'm like this situation. I'm involved in a very exact situation right now. This famous touch where they have to have a very small thing in their deed. It's a famous country music star that's next to some land that my grandfather owned, and there's a couple words it's off. And they cannot, it's like a thing in a court case, if the word is off, then it's a no-go.
So if you were the mayor, you would say you don't get the money?
Well, I mean, unfortunately, the precise thing is...
You're not answering my question, like Scott. You're evading. why are you evading? Just say yes or no. Would you or would you not?
I think, why shouldn't I get 10% of it? Because they did what I said. I called them, and I can't prove that they did what I said. They, you know, said they were opening the trial, and then they...
So you think you should get paid, but the couple doesn't get paid?
No, I'd like to get 10% for myself.
Right, but Scott, listen. Good luck with your situation. Right. But clearly, what they said out there in California was for information that will lead to Dorner's capture, right? Capture, apprehension, or conviction. So he died. So now they're trying to say these folks don't get the money after making the 911 call that was the information that led to stopping this guy. So our question to you is, should they get this money? Because they made the 911 call that led to stopping this guy.
Okay, in my mind, what I heard over the radio and I watched the TV, I watched it continuously, they said, what is his location, see? Not mobile. He can't be mobile. They want to know what is his location.
No. But that's not quoting what the offer was to the general public.
So Scott wouldn't pay. This is the bottom line.
You're being very technical now, Scott.
Yeah. He's being like the great Villaraigosa.
Exactly.
All right. It's Baldwin McCullough. More of your calls next.
What do you want out of 2013? Do you want to improve your relationships? Do you want to increase your income? Do you want to expand your influence? What if you could find a step-by-step guide to getting everything you want out of life? How much would you pay? Do you struggle with increasing your income or getting a promotion or growing your business? Do you struggle with negativity in your business or relationship or in your finances? Do you struggle with the balance your life has between business and family? Do you struggle with being misunderstood or the lack of motivation in others close to you? What if you could find a book that showed you exactly how you could become wealthy, acquire charisma, power, and influence, and most of all, multiply the success you already have and open the door for more? What if that book was free? Call right now to get your copy. 866-760-8255. Danny Johnson's First Steps to Wealth is free to you right now. 866-760-8255. Call now. 866-760-8255. That's 866-760-8255.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschammel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Live from New York every Saturday night. It's not Saturday Night Live, but it is live every Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. We're funnier than Saturday Night Live. And way cleaner. And way cleaner.
And smarter.
By the way, what do you think the chances are that tonight... See, even Jackie agrees with me on that. SNL isn't funny.
No, she doesn't.
She just put it on the screen.
She
SNL
did?
Isn't funny. Way funnier.
Jackie.
We're way funnier.
Jackie.
Why are you scolding our employee for supporting us? What's wrong with you?
I'm not. I'm just suggesting that perhaps she shouldn't be sucking up to you on the screen just because we're live on the air.
She gives her opinion freely. She disagrees with me lots.
She chuckles from the other room.
You hear it all the way from the
hallway. We heard her cackle.
So anyway, 888-995, I'm sorry, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, the toll-free number. And we've been talking about Chris Dorner, but I was going to say about Saturday Night Live tonight, what do you think the odds are that they do a sketch about the mayor of L.A. first offering the money and then snatching it away?
That would be very funny.
I can see them doing that. And the other thing that I think I would bet that they're going to have a sketch on, someone imitating Marco Rubio taking a drink of water during his rebuttal to the State of the Union.
They're definitely going to do that.
And if they do, and I was able to predict it, then they've become way too predictable, and they should work on getting better writers, because if I can do it, they shouldn't be doing
it. Certainly, you make a very good, valid point there, Kevin. If Kevin McCullough,
Doesn't do comedy.
Who clearly, as a pundit, is recognized for his incredible comedic abilities.
I do have good timing.
That's why I'm here, son.
I do have good timing.
All right, just calm down.
But looks aren't everything.
Calm down.
Ba-dum-bum. Okay, so we're talking about Dorner, and we're asking him. Let's go to line two. Ralph's been holding on in Red Bank, New Jersey, listening to AM 970, The Answer. Ralph, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough.
Thank you for taking my call, Kevin and Stephen. First and foremost, let me say this. God bless you, Dr. Benjamin Carson, my person of the year for Black History Month. And I'm an Asian American who stands for conservative ideas and values. Now, that being stated and said, anybody... knows that Dr. Ben Carson has a book. The name of the book is...
Ralph, why are you talking about somebody we're not even talking about right now? Talk to us about the topic that we got at hand here.
Dr. Carson. But with regard to the bounty that we are talking about tonight,
the reward.
I believe that some legal experts have mentioned something about some legal technicalities. I'm talking about legal eagles. Okay, in some other radio program, and that legal technicalities would not allow the person provided the 911 tips to get the
okay. So Ralph, let's assume that legal is all smart on what he's saying here. Let me ask you this practical question because I think it's relevant. 6 months from now, we've got another manhunt underway somewhere in the United States. If the city doesn't pay, if they don't own up to the offer that they made to the public, even if they have the technical ability to say, no, it didn't qualify, do you think by not giving the appearance that they did what they said they were going to do, do you think that hurts us in our ability to get the public to help us the next go-around?
I believe that it does, but can I ask you a question? Was there someone that got the bounty on Bin Laden? Kevin, doctor from Pakistan.
I think the doctor would have been the one that would have been eligible, but I think he's in prison right now in Pakistan, and I don't think he's been awarded anything. So, no, I don't think the bounty was given.
So, it will discourage people, yes, absolutely. But, you know, I believe that they are protected by some legal technicality in the city of Los Angeles.
Well, you know that the Los Angeles lawyers are looking for that because they don't want to part with the cash. I mean, California is in really bad shape right now. They're in really bad financial shape. So they're looking for ways to not be giving out money if they don't have to.
Yes. You don't have to tell me. I mean, Hollywood might be doing well, but the rest of California is not.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, Ralph, thank you for your opinion. Well, let me ask you, if you were the mayor, would you give them the money or not?
I probably would, give them that, but without any fanfare and publicity.
Okay, good. Very good. So, thank you, Ralph. See? Took us three callers, but we finally got somebody to say that he would give it to him.
Right.
And I don't know what the conflict here is. I just think the risk of not giving them the reward so like outweighs whatever benefit you think you're going to get by saving the money.
Well, and it probably goes without saying that, like, once they put the offer out there, you know, under the radar, they tell all those law enforcement guys, yeah, just kill them. Just tell them we don't have to pay the money.
Well, he committed suicide, so, I mean, and that was the other thing that I got into some conversations about this week. I mean, everybody's like, well, what'd they have to shoot the tear gas in there for and stuff? Look, that guy had every chance to give up. They're like, they didn't even wait. They didn't even try to get him out alive. Mm-hmm. They've been giving him a chance to turn himself in for a month.
Right.
And he'd been, you know, and I don't care. I mean, I don't care how bad your relationship with your boss is. Killing his daughter and her fiance is the answer to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to get justice in your mind for whatever you feel like is, I don't know. The man was certainly troubled. I don't. If he was treated badly by the LAPD, I don't have I don't have any sympathy for the police department if they did act badly. But that never gives you the right to just go knock off somebody's kid. I mean, evidently the manifesto that he wrote on Facebook was pretty in depth. And you know what you didn't hear in the media about this guy, and I was a little shocked.
What?
Well, you didn't hear what a big supporter of President Obama he was.
Yeah, and there was mention of that
a few days ago.
You
didn't hear how much he was a supporter of Piers Morgan and Chris Matthews. Thinks that those guys walk on water. Mm-hmm. You didn't hear, like...
Very weird.
Odd that the news media didn't publish any of the people that his manifesto just goes on and on and on about. Like, endlessly.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big, big, huge leftist. He's in favor of gun control. Imagine that. He's got a small arsenal at his disposal, shooting people, and he wants you to have your guns taken away.
Yeah.
You didn't hear any of this. This wasn't reported by the mass...
As a former cop, who knows what he had personally.
And a Navy, ex-Navy service member as well. So anyway, 888-99... I keep doing that.
340-3373.
I give out too many phone numbers during the week. 888-340-3373. There's some other stories that we want to touch on as well, but we'll take your calls on any of them that we're talking about tonight. He's Stephen Baldwin of the Baldwin Acting Clan. I'm Calvin McCullough. We're glad you're with us. Every Saturday night starting at 9 o'clock and online at BaldwinMcCullough.com. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Fall in love. With food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York every Saturday night. Thank you for being here. 888-340-3373.
Hey, actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? God is raising up a new generation of performers who are real performers, who are positive role models. Join in his movement in media, AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, is coming to cities across America throughout the end of this month and all of next month in March. Call 1-800-STAR-420. That's 1-800-STAR-420 or visit amtcaudition.org. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what and who you know sometimes. Find both at AMTC. Call 1-800-STAR-420. Children, teens, and even adults. If you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it and do it right. AMTC is coming to a city near you the end of this month and all of next month in March. To learn more, call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit amtcaudition.org. AMTC is a non-profit ministry. Join a worldwide network of Christian performers. Sign up today. Call 1-800-STAR-420. That's 1-800-STAR-420 or amtcaudition.org.
All right. And, yeah, we love those guys. So if you know somebody who's talented, tell them about it and help them figure out how they can audition. There are locations, literally, like Stephen was saying, coast to coast. All right. We've been talking about the story that kind of captured at least part of America's attention this week. There were a lot of things between the State of the Union, the capture of Dorner, and you know, even back to last Sunday night, you had the Grammys and all the wardrobe warnings and so forth. But it was kind of an interesting week. But some of you still want to weigh in on whether or not the city of Los Angeles is being kind of a punk by saying, okay, we said we would offer this reward, but if you read the fine print, we may not have to. My contention is you're gonna really mess up people from wanting to help you in the future. I could be wrong. What do you think? 888-340-3373. Let's go to Larry in Orlando, listening on WORL. Hi, Larry. Welcome.
Hi. Yeah. Yes, of course they should get the reward.
There you go.
The attorneys who donated the reward donated that to the city, not to the couple. So the attorneys could deduct it from their income tax. And the city could reap the rewards of being put on the map. You know, they should give them a key to the city as well.
Well, this is, you bring up an interesting point, Larry, because L.A. is a city that has an issue with its, shall we say, image.
Uh-huh. I don't know much about that.
Well, they're thought to be fairly corrupt. I mean, you know, O.J. Simpson and Rodney King, and there's just a lot of pictures of L.A. that seems. So give them the key to the city. Give them the money. Even if they don't meet the letter of the law requirement, you say yes.
And the attorneys can deduct it from their taxes.
Yeah.
Everybody's happy.
Sounds good to me. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate it. Let's go to Elliot in Orlando, line two. Hi, Elliot.
Hey, how you doing? Listen, as far as I'm concerned, this money should go to the children of these fallen officers that you'll never make up for the absentee of the father, you know? And in my opinion, if I was in the same position, I forgo that myself. And I'm not a rich guy either. I'm just the average guy. I said, the children's gone first, and they'll never get over it, the fact that these fallen officers, or whoever they are, have children, and that reward, which is not even enough, should go to the children of these people. Hello?
Yeah, no, Elliot, I don't have a problem with that. The only thing is there, the L.A. City didn't say, Los Angeles didn't say, we're going to give this money to the kids. They said we're going to give it to the capture of...
As far as the reward is concerned, if it's dispersed, the fact that, my opinion, first of all, you know, the law says, you know, arrest and conviction, fine, you know. These people were victim by chance, unfortunately, you know. So were the cops, you know. But these cops, you know, they lost their lives in the apprehension of this individual, and they have children, and the children come first, and these children will never, never get over what
right.
happened to their father.
But, Elliot, the question is, this husband and wife were tied up by this guy and made the 911 call that eventually led to him being stopped. So
well, that's true. That's true. Even though
So if they don't get the reward, then you know who knows? Maybe they'll donate some of the money to the children of those.
I hope that they have their conscience in you know in that respect, and I agree with you. I hope if it comes to that, that they have a little conscience about the children of these people.
Yeah, that would be a nice gesture. And Elliot, thanks for the call. I do think. Well, there's more to say on that. Stay with us.
As the world's largest Christian university, Liberty University prepares students to succeed in the global marketplace. Liberty's faculty recognizes the principles that made America great, and they challenge students to defend those principles, maybe even changing the course of the future in the process. With nearly 100,000 resident and online students around the world, Liberty is equipping the next generation to impact the world. To learn more about Liberty, visit liberty.edu/champions or call 855-261-3235.
live.
Attention business owners or anyone else trying to succeed in the tough economy in the new year. How would you like to tell more people than you've ever imagined about your business? There's a brand new website you must know about. It's called Prosper2013.com. You want to make a difference in the new year in a tough economy? You've got to become an engager. And you can only become one by going to Prosper2013.com. That's Prosper2013.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Biz.com.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. The number is 888-340-3373.
$16 billion. How'd you spend it? You already gave your answer.
Yeah.
Ivan, what would you spend if you couldn't spend it on yourself, you had to use it for the welfare of America, what would you spend $16.7 billion on?
Balancing the budget.
Yeah. You need about 10 times that much money.
Yeah.
$16 trillion, you get there. But
state budgets.
Oh, state budgets? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe Rhode Island. We'll see. Jackie, what would you spend $16.7 billion in? Helping women. Just generically helping women. Across the street, buying their broccoli. What? Okay. All right. I should have known better than to ask. Our resident liberal. Owen, what would you spend $16 billion on?
Nonprofit.
Nonprofit stuff. Charity. Yeah, good for you.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
I think he gave the best answer of all.
Hey, Kev, what would you spend it on?
Not what the government spent it on.
Uh-huh. Well, how do we know?
JudicialWatch.org website had this story. It ran on Valentine's Day, of all things. An ongoing and severe epidemic. Okay, that sounds bad. Ongoing and severe epidemic. As if epidemics weren't, you know, in and of themselves something
ongoing
you wanted,
and severe.
You wanted to get. But it's an ongoing and severe epidemic of STDs. Gave the United States 20 million new cases last year. But get this. Get this. The taxpayers paid for $16.7 billion in medical costs treating them. Happy Valentine's Day from Uncle Sam.
Well, this gets back to something we talked about.
So your tax dollars, Jackie's tax dollars, Ivan's tax, Owen's, my tax dollars, we helped pay for $16 billion of medical care for people who got STDs. What's wrong with that?
Now, STDs is
sexually transmitted diseases.
Sexually transmitted diseases.
They usually don't, by and large, they usually don't occur amongst married people. The vast majority, I mean, like 99.7% of them do not occur amongst married people. So what we're talking about here is $16.7 billion. This was before Obamacare, by the way,
mm-hmm.
that we paid out of pocket to take care of people's
transmissions.
Make sure that they're...
we ain't talking Meineke here, people.
don't get me started on muffler analogies. But at the end of the day...
No, give us one. Just come on.
No.
Because you're so funny.
No.
Oh, dang it.
$16.7 billion. Now, I want my part of that back.
Sure.
I don't think you should be paying for medical care for people's choices. I don't think you should be... I don't want to pay for some smoker's lung cancer. I don't want to pay for some man's willy who's infected with warts because he can't keep it in his pants until he's married.
We don't need to be that descriptive.
That's the point, though.
Right.
This is private action, private behavior, and they should pay for it themselves.
Well, I would most likely, probably
obscene.
Agree with you.
Most probably. Take a courageous stand there, Baldwin.
Yeah.
Well, maybe, possibly, I might,
now,
probably, mostly,
what percentage
kind of stand with you.
Of those people
yes.
are getting these STDs, you know, on their own free will? Is it like, you know...
100%?
No, you don't know that. If I...
Did you choose to have sex? I think you did every single time.
So is herpes on your lip one of those STDs?
No. Yep. Well, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Hello?
Yep. The 8 most common... And they're all here. Chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, herpes, HPV, hepatitis B, HIV, and trichomoniasis, or whatever that's called.
Now, can you give me a breakdown on all that, McCullough? I need a breakdown, son.
In this particular
report,
if you want
my accurate opinion.
In this particular report, it does not say what percentages of what.
All right. Well, you're throwing a lot of STD stones over there, son.
The report does say that the Centers for Disease Control recommends that all teen girls get vaccinated through age 26, as well as all teen boys and men through age 21.
One who lives in a condom house shouldn't throw STD stones or something like that. That made sense, right?
No.
Okay.
But good try.
I'm trying.
So
the boys are laughing.
I don't
that's
understand.
That's all I care about.
Yeah. Yeah, I keep telling you, there's way more people listening than in the room. You shouldn't be playing the room.
All right.
Yeah.
Jackie?
She keeps laughing at me.
Don't encourage Kevin.
But here's the thing. We paid $16.7 billion in tax. Impact tax? That's out of our paychecks, people.
I got you. But you're talking about the same administration that, you know, feels like it should be giving...
No.
Condoms to people.
Jackie just asked me, so do you think you shouldn't have to pay for AIDS then? No, not sexually transmitted cases of it. No. If there's a blood transfusion case that goes bad and it was an innocent thing on the part of the person that got the, yeah, I think the government should.
You're about to get yourself in big trouble now.
I don't care.
Okay. All right.
You think that do you think it's fair that I'm responsible for someone else's sexual choices?
No.
Because that's what you're saying, that I'm going to get in trouble for thinking that.
No, but then again, you know, people who go and get diseases that are airborne, they shouldn't have to pay for that. I mean, I could, you know what I mean? I could. No.
Well, that has nothing to do with the person's choice. When you engage in sexual activity, you put yourself in a higher risk category. Automatically.
Okay.
And 20 million new cases of people getting STDs last year kind of demonstrates that.
I agree with your point of view on this. You're saying that if by free will somebody went and engaged with somebody sexually and they got an STD, that they shouldn't have the expectation.
Taxpayers should not be bailing that out.
Okay.
You do it, you pay for it.
All right. Well,
you go to the store and break the crystal vase, who pays for it?
You got a whole lot of people that voted this administration into power.
Yeah, this doesn't have anything to do with that, though.
That people who sit around on a couch all day with the remote in one hand and their free cell phone in the other ought to have the right to all of that activity.
Well, that's true. That's part of the problem. But I cannot imagine that we could find a worse way to spend $16.7 billion than to pay for everybody's sexually transmitted disease.
While claiming to represent their members, AARP supported legislation that over 50% of their members opposed. Why exactly would AARP support Obamacare while the majority of their members don't? Easy. It was good for AARP, and they stand to reap a windfall of over $1 billion. Many people feel they have no alternative. They have to depend on AARP for benefits, insurance, and Medicare supplements. Not true. There is a real alternative for people who believe in limited government and fiscal responsibility. AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, the leading alternative for adults over 50. AMAC offers a united voice, information advocacy, and the discounts and benefits you need, like insurance and travel. For less than a dollar a month, you can join today. Go to amac.us or call 888-262-2006. Over 500,000 Americans now trust AMAC. Join AMAC now. Go to amac.us. That's amac.us. That's 888-262-2006. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America. Better for America.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Is better for you.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live, 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. And I don't know, Kev, you seem all fired up about this.
I'm just annoyed that we pay for things that we don't, you know. There should be nothing about sexually transmitted disease coverage that we as the taxpayers are paying for people's choices. You get sick, you pay for it for yourself.
I have a solution.
Okay. What's that?
All the people getting free cell phones from Obama ought to have like an app that you push that goes right into an 800 number, an 800 system with a therapist that you can talk to before you make the decision to encounter that person sexually. That's my suggestion.
And then secretly reroute that to my phone.
Oh,
is he going to put a ring on it? Well, what's your problem? Turn around and walk away. I don't think I would be a big hit on the should I or shouldn't I not have sex hotline.
Very funny.
Speaking of very funny and speaking of cell phones, the state of Nevada?
Yeah.
They're getting ready to ban the opportunity for pedestrians to read or text from handheld devices while walking across roadways.
Now, as it should be.
Now, I'm trying to think, if they tried to pull that off in Manhattan, I think they'd start a civil war on the first street corner they tried to enforce it on. Hey, have you crossed Fifth Avenue lately? Yeah. It's like nobody's watching where they're going because they're all looking at their phone, talking on their phone, or texting with their phone as they cross the road. That's Nevada. Then not to be outdone, the state of California, I know I'm picking on California a lot tonight, but California decided this week not just to ban texting in the car with your hands, which has been the law there for a long time. Now, a lot of phones, like the iPhone 5, you can text. You can text just by voice only. So you can literally, and there's even apps for these, you can download them and you can say, "Hello, phone," and the phone will say, "Hello. Hey, what would you like to do?" "I'd like to text, you know, Stevie B." He pulls up four phone numbers, or 14 phone numbers in your case. Which one would you? Mobile 3. And then they dial mobile 3.
Right.
Or you can text to it. But you can do everything hands-free. State of California is trying to pass a bill now in which they want to ban that so that not only can you not text with your hands, you can't text with your voice either.
Why are they doing that?
My guess is state revenue. Another thing to give you a ticket for.
Oh, there you go.
And if anybody is an expert at getting tickets, it's that one right there.
Got one today.
Did you really?
Got one today.
I'm glad we got rid of the corporate car. So anyway, that's it for this Saturday night. Thanks for being with us. He's Stephen Baldwin.
It was fun.
I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next Saturday. Join us online all week, BaldwinMcCullough.com. That's BaldwinMcCullough.com. Ciao.
Wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.